Jill is here with the business headlines.
Thanks, Audrey. The credit union is regarded by the public as the most reputable organisation in the country. That's according to new research that examines the reputation of 100 well-known organisations. The RepTrack report, which is now in its 14th year, is compiled by communications group The Reputations Agency. We can speak now to its CEO, Niamh Boyle. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Jill.
The report is based on the views of 5,500 members of the public. What sort of questions were they asked in order to generate these scores?
Well, we actually asked about 100 questions around each company, from reputation to brand to sustainability and sense of purpose. But the key questions that we asked about when we came up with this ranking was around the level of trust and admiration and good feeling and respect that people have for each of these 100 organisations. And that's where the credit unions came first.
Yeah, so the credit union scored 82.8 out of 100. They were followed by An Post and Bord Bia. Why did these organisations score so highly?
Well, credit unions, because the public acknowledged the amount of trust that members place in their local credit unions and the very friendly people focused approach that they have. An Post then, for really acting for the common good, and we saw a lot of that during COVID and coming out of that now with Ukraine, improving the quality of life across every community in Ireland, and its transformation towards a sustainable business. And then, of course, Bord Bia is supporting the Irish food industry and Irish food producers and bringing our outstanding food and drink and horticulture to the world. So they came into third place.
Okay, Meta is at the very bottom of the index with a score of just 40.1. Presumably the recent layoffs have damaged its reputation.
Yes, absolutely. That's had a very negative impact in the Irish market, and their score is right down at the bottom, and the lowest score we've seen for quite a while. So it's very unfortunate, and very unfortunate for all the employees who are laid off over the last 6 to 8 months.
Okay, many people have been struggling to pay high energy bills, so it's no surprise that the retail energy companies have seen their reputation fall.
Yes, indeed. We've had a number of falls. You know, of the 16 sectors that we studied, 15 sectors actually fell in reputation this year. It's the biggest drop that we've had in 14 years. And we know that uncertainty and financial pressure brings a lot of discontent amongst the public, and that drives reputation down. So both the energy retail sector and the infrastructure sector suffered the largest hits over the last 2 years. So their reputations have dropped by about 10 points, but also support for both organisations has dropped considerably, or for both sectors has dropped considerably in that time.
If we turn to supermarkets, the government will be meeting retailers today to discuss the high costs of groceries. Have these high prices damaged the reputation of supermarkets?
Yes, we have seen a decline in the retail food sector as well. It's down about 4.2 points, so just over 6 points over the last 2 years, not to the same degree as infrastructure or energy, but there has been a decline. At the same time, we still have two food sector organisations in the top 10. We have both Lidl and Aldi sitting in the top 10 this year. So there are retail food organisations who are still performing well, with strong scores.
Okay, Niamh Boyle, CEO of the Reputations Agency, thanks for joining us.